steal Mia's dreams because of her own nightmares. Go! Putting her hands on the soft gray of Mia's cardigan, she gave her sister a little push. I'm gonna hold you to your promise, Mia called over her shoulder as she finally tugged her little roll-on board case in between the ropes that led to the screening area. That area was visible through the glass, so Holly stood and watched until Mia made it through, all the while fighting her impulse to jump the barriers and wrench her sister back to where Holly could watch over her, protect her. Smiling a little nervously, Holly's eldest sibling waved one last time from the other side, and then she was gone, lost in the stream of travelers heading out of a city Holly loved and hated in equal measure. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Ashwini, I swear to God, Holly muttered as she scrambled for her phone. That was not the ringtone she'd programmed. Managing to cut off the annoyingly cheerful chipmunk singing at last, she put the phone to her ear as she headed out of the terminal. Tell your wife I'm gonna murder her the next time I see her. Janvier laughed, as if threats against his beloved Ashwini weren't the least unusual. You are still at the airport, Hollyberry, he drawled in that lazy Cajun accent of his that fooled the unwary into thinking he wasn't paying attention to the world. Cut that out! It came out a snarled order.